Hey,
Hi.
Philip.
Hang on.
Oh, you're back home. Back home.
Yes. Back home in the boiling heat. God.
Insane, isn't it?
Not a fan.
While we were away, it was nice and cool. You come back home and it
Have you
all
been
heats up
away?
again. We were looking over the bay to Swansea last week.
How are you? Lovely.
Yes. Yeah, it was gorgeous. Yeah, very
Where?
nice.
Where were you?
Well, as a North Devon, there's a little
Oh.
place called Woody Bay.
Right.
In a way, it's crazy, North Devon, isn't it? You got to drive quite a way to get to
Yeah.
a coast. You know, it's sort of the coastal road runs quite a way away, and then you sort of go in at some point and just, yeah, it was beautiful. So beautiful, amazing,
Yeah. Oh,
amazing.
lovely.
Yeah, and every night, literally, we were right over the beach. And every night that it got dark and the beach was looking north, and the lights of Swansea would come up, and it would all just be 20, I think it's 28 miles away or something from the
Wow.
bay
Yeah, of
there.
course it would be, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice, really
Oh,
nice.
nice.
How's your break?
It's good. Well, I didn't really, I was working, you see, so
Yeah, that's
it was
true.
nice, really nice.
Yeah.
Enjoyable, yeah, really nice kids. It was, eight to 10 kids, so it was
Yeah.
like really nice and just joyous and fun
Oh,
and really
fantastic.
nice and nice way to break myself
Enthusiastic.
back in again, you know.
Yeah.
And then
Absolutely.
they all want me back in September to work with the school, so
Good.
I wasn't expecting anything really till January, to be honest.
Yeah.
I sort of resigned, so that's good. That's three or four schools potentially in September.
Great.
Portugal possibly October, Dubai possibly November. So it's sort of not a disaster.
Oh, good stuff. That's good. So school's pretty confident they'll be going back in September.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, it was very good where I, it's sad, because
Yeah.
of all, but you get there, temperature's taken, you do all your thing, there's lines, and I stood behind a line, the children are all,
Yeah.
it's all very, and it's okay. I mean, it's not sustainable, but it's better than nothing. But, even when I gave out oil pastels, I had to wipe each and put them, and they had to come and get them, and then that's fine, they can't share it, so it's fine. But then I couldn't use the oil pastels again for 72 hours. Well, I mean, I could
Crazy,
if
isn't
I
it?
don't, but you know what I mean? So it's
Yeah.
all that everything I get, so it's fine. All the different things I gave them most of the time, well, no, every time apart from the oil pastels, they kept it, so it didn't
Right.
matter. And I do
Yeah.
this thing with stones, so I just wiped every stone, gave it to them when they gave it back, and they'd all anti. I mean, it's very safe, and the
Yes.
things have been in a box since March.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
before I got the stones out, I did that, so I could have just, but I didn't. I even wiped the thing, put it down. They can, it's just being very cautious. But where I was, there'd been two cases in Aber Barwon, no
Oh, had
case,
that.
as in the village.
Right,
That was
yeah.
right at the beginning, and there's been no cases in the school. None of the parents have had it, so the child, it's a very
Really low risk, really
a
potential.
minimal risk. Yeah, so I felt very
Really low.
safe,
Yeah.
and everyone was very, it is very careful. But every time a child walked out, they anti-backed. When they came in, they anti-backed.
Yeah.
They had lunch, they anti-backed. It is, it's just
Yeah.
constant. It's everywhere. Every door,
Yeah.
there's stations
Yeah.
and shoes and them. So, yeah, I mean, that was with 10 children. So when there's a whole school, it's
Yeah.
not ideal. So what Wales have done is they've stopped, so there won't be social distancing with children.
Right.
They just said it's pointless. They're just And they've been very good, Wales. They've been very, very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really good.
They're strategic. They kind of think of something and then they run it. And they say to everyone, nothing's changing for 3 weeks. Not this kind of today.
It's don't.
Reactive stuff, which England's been very reactive, which is just a bit, it's just confusing. I just don't know what else going on half the time.
No, doesn't feel coherent.
No.
No.
So, So, but it was great. Good.
And how's your dad?
He's now in a re-enablement home.
Yeah.
And he's got 6 weeks there, up to 6 weeks, as part of the NHS thing. And then so it's very good. It's amazing. It looks, when you look at it, you just think, oh my God, you know, it's the 50s building, is it?
Yeah.
But it's amazing. You know, but very strict. You can't, you have to ring this central number to visit. There's very few bookings, you know.
Right.
Only be outside, only one family at a time with all the residents. So even though you could easily have two, they're not taking any chances.
Yeah.
They had a few deaths at the beginning in the home.
So. Yeah. Yeah. It's been quite sad, actually. We've started sending out the cob nut orders, opened up the cob nut shop. And I don't know, but our cob nut customers are mostly elderly, because they remember them when they were children, sent out during the war. And, then they've moved around the country and they got to order them online because you can't get them anywhere else apart from in Kent, but they remember them. They remind them. There's a really strong affinity with them.
That's nice.
But there has been a lot of, I've had 1, 2, 3, and I've got one in my inbox, which I haven't opened yet, which is about, can you take them off the mailing list?
Oh, no.
Passed away. Yeah. Our congregation is getting smaller every year, unfortunately. Yeah. And I think this year especially so.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's sad.
It is.
At least there was good news about the economy, sort of. A little hint.
Was there?
Yeah. It's not, it is good that it's not quite as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, and what measurement are they using for that?
Well, it's the Bank of England. They said they were expecting this kind of 14.9% drop.
Yeah, of GDP.
9.4%. So it seems to be recovering better than they thought.
Right.
They think it will recover fully by the end of 2021, which is, that's not as, because they were talking about decades of chaos. So end of 2021, it's still terrible, 2.8 million unemployed by Christmas potentially. Well, they were saying 9 million the other day. So,
that's a more optimistic viewpoint, isn't it?
It
really is all up in the air, isn't it? I mean, they can guess, but, we haven't had August and September yet, the end of furlough,
And they're saying it depends on no second wave.
Okay.
So if there's a second wave, all bets are off. They just say you can't predict.
Right.
So it's good for me, it's like, what more incentive do you need? I don't know. Just stay where you are as much as you can and just, hold four, because we'll beat it. What we won't beat if we swan off to bloody Malaga
Well, on the way back from North Devon on Friday, we thought it was a beautiful sunny day on Friday, wasn't it? Incredible. Hottest day of the year.
30, whatever. I was in Wales. Yeah.
We were having to travel home. So we thought, let's go south to stop off in Lyme Regis for lunch. And we drove down there and couldn't find a place to park. It was absolutely rammed. So then we went on to Chesil Beach, the one next door where you chip for stones.
Yeah.
Could not find a park. Well, found a parking space eventually and walked down. And the beach was rammed. Because
what worries me.
But it's understandable, you know, totally understandable. Okay. Beautiful sunny day.
Totally understandable, yeah.
You can't go anywhere. Your kids are on holiday. You know, what you going to do? You got to go to the beach. You've got to go out. But I think it's okay. I think that's okay, Phil. I really do, because the numbers are so low in most of the...
Yeah, you're right.
You'll get little, you know, you'll get hot spots and stuff. That's fine. Yeah, you can then say shut down Manchester, shut down Leicester, shut down, you know, whatever. But get people relaxed a bit, because if we all stay cooped up all through the summer
and then it
climbs in the winter you got to lock down, it's going to be tough. At least people can let their hair down for a bit. You know, but me personally, I'm staying in. I don't, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I mean, I went like in Tenby. It's packed now. It's absolutely packed.
Was it?
I went with
was
Rosa. It? Yeah, when I went, before, and it was quiet. And I deliberately went.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have no, because everyone's going, oh, it's no summer, August. Don't you want to go? And I said, no, I don't want to go anywhere near it all. And it's rammed.
Really?
It's Tudor streets. They're narrow. It's just like, it is.
Yeah.
And it is a bit. So once you're out on the beach, fine. People tend to social distance on the beach. They're in their little groups.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But in the shops, in the streets. That's the problem, isn't it?
So it's like, get out early and get on the cliffs and you're all right.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd wander around. You know, I just went to Sainsbury's. Because there's only one little Sainsbury's, because it's one in, one out. There's a bloody queue, you know. And it's just, which is fine, and it's good. So I think it'll just be interesting if there are any, will there be, because Tenby's had nothing. Wales has been really good, but of course people are coming from all over.
That must be tough. Must be tough.
But they want them to come.
Well, I asked. You're just thinking, do you want us here? You know, and they said, well, yeah, we need you here. But we don't need you.
Yeah. A few rich people, please.
We need you to come and spend your money, but don't come and bring your germs.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, which is fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
tricky. But anyway, Oh, hang in there, Phil. Hang in there.
Anyway, I've got a new toy, Dan.
Hooray.
I love it. I absolutely bloody love it. Look at that.
Oh, I say.
A soup can microphone.
Wow.
I love it. Handmade.
Handmade?
It's only 15 quid.
No way.
And I ordered it. I saw it on Instagram. I thought, oh, that looks great.
Yeah.
It's got a lovely sort of smell and all metally and it's just old school. And it comes with this lovely little holder.
That it came with that.
Yeah, 5 quid. So that's 15 quid. So it's 20 quid. And it's a guy in Cumbria makes them, and it comes in a little Hessian bag.
Oh, come on!
And I ordered it, and I've been meaning to order it, and all my friends in Wales were like going, Phil, it's 20 quid, because I was like, shall I just do it? And so I ordered it, and because I want to use it this week, I wrote to him, said, is there any chance? He said, of course, Phil, I'll put it, as in, can it be quicker? One day, arrived this morning.
Yeah. Hooray for the little man. And have you done a recording with
him? Yeah, I've been all day today.
Can you give us a sample?
I can't, I'd have to, hang on, it might work. So basically, it's really lo-fi. It's like tinny, it's crap.
Yeah. Exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah, and it's authentic. So what I've done is I've done this song and it all starts lo-fi and then it kicks in to, you know, the beautiful, and it's just, I've recorded the drum with it. It's just like
that. Were you double miking your vocal or were
no,
you?
No, that didn't work. I tried that. Didn't work.
You got to sing into one or the other.
You've got to really belt it out. So I've got a few techie questions as well, because it's a jack-in.
Right.
Right. And so obviously the mic-in needs to have a male XLR. So...
Yes.
And the only jack to XLR I've got is to a female XLR, so that was pointless.
It doesn't come with a mic. It doesn't come with a cable.
No, so it's just a, it's a, I can't really show you, but under at the bottom there is a jack hole.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
I just use a guitar lead.
Yeah.
And on my preamp, and I don't know if it's bust, because it's got, obviously it's got line and mic, you know, and the mic is one way and the line's the other way. It's one of those.
Right. Things. Yeah.
And when I plug in at the front of the preamp, my nice preamp, there's a jack thing and it says DI. So you plug in there and I press DI.
Yeah.
And a light comes on and I can't get anything out of my guitar, my bass, nothing. And I've tried every, it just doesn't seem to work. And then I thought, what is this coming? I don't know. But with a microphone, it's amazing. My preamp works perfectly. So I don't know whether it's just something's busting it.
Hmm. No,
the mic works perfectly. So I'll show you the, hang on, unplug it. Because it's one of those, yeah, so it's kind of, it says mic line there.
Right.
And so this way.
Right, it's line.
It's louder with the mic.
Yeah.
And then this way, that's as loud as it can go with the line, and then it gets quieter.
Yeah.
Or louder. No, louder that way.
Yeah.
So basically to the left it's louder line. To the right, to the right it's louder.
Oh, okay.
Line.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Yeah.
It's louder mic.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just like Neve. It's a very peculiar thing that Neve do. And
let's have a look.
That's the output.
Show it. What inputs have you got on there? And move it a bit towards your face. I can only see there we go.
Right, so that's a DI thing.
Yeah.
And there's a button there that says DI, so you press that.
But that doesn't work. You can't get
anything. Well, I plug in that, and then coming out, you've got mic and line there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can plug jack or XLR.
Yeah.
So I tried going into there, line.
Yeah, no.
And it comes out XLR.
Yeah.
Sorry, there.
Yeah.
Into the back of my UAD.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, so do I need to set the input of the UAD as line? So I thought, yes. So
yes.
Set the UAD as line. Still can't get anything.
No.
But then when I plug the mic straight into the DI of the Apollo.
Yeah.
Works fine.
And that's got the same sort of dual purpose socket, has it?
Yeah, it's got high Z, what I call high Z.
That's for your guitar.
Yeah. So that's why I plug the mic into.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening, but I can't. But I've tried the bass in my preamp. I've tried my guitar in the preamp. Nothing. Absolutely dead as a dirt. Nothing.
No.
And I've tried every, you know, fiddling every button. And
yeah, yeah. You might have to read the manual, mate.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it's not. There's not. There isn't a man. I mean, there's nothing much to it.
Well,
it's a bit weird, but it's fine. But, yeah, as I say, with the
what's it called? Golden Age.
Golden Age. Pre-73 vintage amplifier. And I'll just get the track up. You can share the screen as well, then.
Yeah, do that. Pre-73 Mark II, Mark III, or the original?
It's probably the original because I've had it for years.
Using a preamp amplifier is not rocket science.
Yeah, there we are.
Here are some points. Connect your mic and or line sources to the input XLR TRS combo jacks at the back.
Yeah.
A mic and line source can be connected at the same time. Switching between mic and line input is done simply by setting the mic line switch to one of the mic or line positions.
The mic line, yeah. So that's the one on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the output, yeah. I don't know why the guitar doesn't work. That's the thing. I mean, the bass guitar or anything, nothing's
in there. No, that was the one you should... Yeah, yeah.
And it used to. I used to plug in my bass to the DI, definitely. And it used to work. So I don't know if something's busting it. But then the mic works absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because why would the line not work? Because the bass, you put in the... I don't know why the front thing with DI, I'm not quite sure why that front one is DI. That, presumably, says, that's like a high Z.
It says instruments can be connected to the TRS input at the front. Press the DI switch to engage this input.
That's
the DI input works in the mic position of the gain switch.
Ah.
Well, of course.
Okay, well, that's it then. That's what I was doing wrong. So the front one isn't line, it works on the mic side.
But it is line because it says instruments can be connected.
Yeah, but it says it works on the mic gain, says the mic set, did it?
Yeah, works in the mic positions of the gain switch.
Yeah, so I was doing it all on the line position, so I was just turning it off, basically.
That's yeah. Ah, there you go. I'll send you over this as well.
Thank you very much. So, I mean, how are we going to hear this then? Should I just put it on my speakers?
I think you'll just have to do that, yeah.
I'm just going to shut my door. It got to 32.4 in here today.
Really?
Yeah. It's crap. It's absolute crap. It heats up like a bloody... So this isn't mixed or anything. God knows what it sounds like. Because I've been just doing it on the headphones. Shall I share my screen?
Yeah. Sorry, I think my dog may be barking at a hedgehog. I'm just going to go see why you... getting that up.
Okay. Sounds great. I'm quite pleased with it.
Yeah, great. Let's what are you doing then?
Okay, here we go. Oh, sorry, just to tell you, it's called Sand, and it's all about the transience of life. It's after Sue died.
Oh, okay.
It's taken me a while to be able to perform it, because it was quite hard.
Yeah.
I love it, and it's, you know, so lyrically it's just saying, a mark stays briefly in the sand.
Oh.
And then it says, oh, no one can tell what's around the bend. So that's the kind of gist.
Yes.
So here it is. Brother. And I use Loom as well. I'm loving Loom.
Loving Loom.
Here we go. The drum with the soup. And then here comes my voice, all with the soup.
hold such significance. Everyone has moments. So much is missed. I am scratching the woodwork. Glittered stars take me back. Now they look different, framed by a stranger tan. Oh.
See what's coming round the bend.
And the loom, my loom sounds so nice. Yeah. Lovely. I did the egg in the thing, so that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's got some real gravelly. It's really nice.
Yeah, that one's come across pretty cleanly, hasn't it? That one.
And then the harmonies are all with the soup, so.
Yeah, I thought they worked really well. I did a real tell you what it sounded like. Yeah, you know the call to prayer, the Muslim call to prayer.
There's lots of hiss and
yeah,
sort of recording something, you know, to actually sound crap. You know, or lo-fi.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It's just, I love it.
Inspirational.
Yeah. So that was on Instagram. I just saw it just came up, Soup Can Mike. You know. So it's been great. I spent all day. I started about 10 o'clock, finished about 5. I haven't finished, but.
You're so lucky to have you've set up your life. Very nicely, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, to have the time to be able to spend a day recording a track.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good. Wish it made me some bloody money. It's only because, you know, I just felt, yeah, just it's good to do something different and, you know, do something else other than, you know, work and stuff. Because I had, yeah, it was a bit weird yesterday. I had a chat with, it was fine, and it's about Mysa, but I sort of tried to introduce the Twom thing, you know, Sam.
Yeah.
Starting it. Yeah. He's, you know, he was quite interested, but not.
Yeah.
He wasn't, yeah. You know, and I just, yeah, so that's a conversation that, yeah, just need to, I just think it needs a bit of tweaking for schools. I don't think it's quite, yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to, yeah, who's going out and pitching it to schools at the moment?
Well, no one. I mean, it's not really ready yet, you see. It's not.
No.
And I think these things, as we know, take time.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. I just think, Sam, I just, because it's really good, but I just think this September launch, it's not ready. And even I can't get my head around it. I can't give you the answer, but I just know it needs the wording. It's, yeah, just needs, yeah, something.
And is it September launch for schools?
Yeah, everything.
Sam's, everything.
It's already up live.
Something. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not ready, in my opinion. I don't think it's quite.
Well, fully yeah, ready. But in the other hand, you know, like we know, it. How much impact is it going to make? You know, so you might as well get it out there and start, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Minimal impact, and then, you know, you can launch version 2 in 6
months. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's a better way around. You're right. It's me, my perfectionist thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Doing it and just thinking, yeah, because who can second guess these people anyway?
Yeah.
And the thing is, the guy I spoke to, he was on holiday. He wanted to speak to me. It's all about web and writing. It's great for writing inspired. It's great, you know. And I just think it was just something else, and he just couldn't really think, oh,
Exactly.
I can't talk about that.
Yeah, the last thing he wanted to do was to go on to a new topic.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, exactly. So
I'm not down about it. It was just, I thought he'd go, oh my God.
I know.
I want his $25,000 now. Much.
I know. Enthusiasm. You know.
And he was on holiday. I'm going to open the door. Sorry. Yeah, what is it now? It's 27.4 in here now.
Oh, mate.
Well, does yours get hot?
Well, it does, yeah, but not today for some reason. I wasn't in here this morning. I went to the office. I try and go to the office once a week.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I spend the morning in the office.
Yeah.
Just signed up for another 5 years of the office, and nobody's going there.
Oh,
14 no. grand a year.
Ow.
I know.
What are your plans? What are the plans? Are you getting people back anytime soon? As in back in the office? Is that the plan? Or?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I keep saying, oh, I'm going in the office on Thursday. You know, be welcome to join me. It'd be good to... No, nobody's coming in. And I think that's right. You know, no, it'd be nice, you know, for 1-2 people to come in. You know, there's enough room for everyone, I think, to be safely in there that at that level. But I don't think it is worth the risk. You know, apart from the nice thing, it's not worth any risk. Compared to staying at home, so
I agree.
Staying at home
until you get the work done. If you're getting,
No, and everyone's doing that. So there's one guy who lives on his own. I think he should get out more, you know, because I think it can be quite intense.
Yeah.
But
to socialize, to have someone,
Actually, he could jump on the train, couldn't he? Train is all right. I've been on the train up to London. It's pretty, you know, as long if you go early, so it hasn't been used a lot, you know, jump on the train and look out the window, and it's really not, I don't feel risky at all doing that.
No.
Hmm. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what time does. But yeah. I wanted to talk about the chord, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving the song, right? And I know every time I bring this up, you go, no, it's an F.
Right.
But I just feel like it's a it could be a G sharp, not an F.
Right.
But I need your ears on it, you know, because I really like the verse, F minor and B flat 7. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we come up for this bridgey bit. And you go down.
Have you got the... Do we have a capo or anything? No capo.
No capo. No. I just think there's something... I don't like that F. I feel like it's something... It's good, but it's not as good as... Oh, I don't know. But the way... When you do it... See, I think you may be thinking of a different melody and for which... Because you're so certain about that F.
Have you got a recording we can jam along to?
Yeah, but it's you playing the F. So I don't really want to play it because you go, yeah, well, it's F, obviously. F minor, B flat 7, yeah?
Yeah. Those.
Yeah. And then the bridgey bit is...
Sorry.
Yeah. And then the bridge is C minor, G. G. And then it's the mystery chord, either F or G sharp.
I can't remember the rhythm.
Okay, I'll play you a bit. I'll play you a bit here.
Just to quickly.
Get in that.
Yeah,
this is with the bass stuff in.
Oh yeah, good. I can't hear anything now.
Can you?
No, I can. No.
No.
No, it's not F.
What about G sharp?
F sharp again. F minor.
Well, that's what you say, yes.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah, well, definitely better than F major. Definitely better than F major. Yeah.
So you're playing with G, what?
I'm going
G, yeah.
Up one.
Oh, yeah. Like a major.
Yeah. And then up two more.
Yeah, that works.
And up to an A sharp.
Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. quite but, majory.
Yeah, what I do like about yours is you end up on the G and then going into the C for the chorus is great. It's very uplifting.
Yeah, I prefer the G. That works. So.
Yeah. It's very Spanish. Oh. Yes.
I quite like the G sharp.
I never thought that you could have either the F flat or the G sharp, the F minor or the G sharp. Yeah. I didn't think they were in the same.
Yeah, because the minor is sort of match.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Because right. Because so B minor
is complementing the.
Yeah, B minor and D are bedfellows, aren't they? And they're the same distance apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But that I've been playing an F, not an F minor. So when I've been
That's really that's horrible.
Yeah. Right, that's what I've been doing wrong.
It could be one of them.
Oh, what's that?
The F minor with a sixth, is it? Or a seventh or something weird like that. So that finger's not on it.
So you've only got the one finger on. Oh yeah, that's the seventh. Yes. Yeah. I think there's...
So that's quite nice.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I'll put that in.
On the top string.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that benefits. Yes. Makes the C even sweeter, doesn't it?
Yeah, and keep going to an open G and that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How
and then what's the chord? How does that be going again?
C, E, F, and G.
No, and C.
F. C, E, F. G.
So C.
E. Yeah, to E.
Yeah.
F. To G. That's it. La, la, la. And then F minor. F minor to C. C. Yes, baby, yes.
I need to write them down.
I'll send them to you. Shall I email them to you?
Put in my book. So, chords. So it's...
La, 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 la.
Yeah, it's was it again? The beginning, the main riff at the beginning is F minor.
F minor, B flat 7.
Can I hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
This, and then it's... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is B.
Pardon?
This is B, isn't it? This is...
Right. Or B
flat. B, yeah.
B flat, yeah. Seven, maybe.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then it's...
Yeah.
And then
F minor.
C.
Excellent.
We haven't got no lyrics yet, have we?
No,
So how do we, can you send me like things that I can put into Logic and add to, or is that?
Yeah, I think I can send you stems, can't I? Should be able to send you like...
as long as they're zeroed.
Zero, just a bunch of stereo tracks that you just drag and drop in your file.
Yeah.
And they all kick off at zero. And
zero, that's fine, yeah.
Do what we like with them. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah.
So
great.
A drum track.
Yeah.
Bass, whatever you've done.
Yeah.
But have you played... Is there a structure to it, or you just sort of...
Well, at the moment, I've just taken... When you went through it the first time, you played one verse, one sort of bridge. Then I think you went back and did two verses, a bridge and a chorus. So I've just put that in. But we can chop and change that around as to whatever, can't we? You know...
So the main riff bit is that.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That bit I'm not sure. I like the chorus. It's the bridge I'm not sure about.
You like that, do you? The way you've turned the bridge around now, it's got this very samba, Spanish flamenco chord strike thing going on there. I love it, yeah.
What about slowing it all down for that bit?
That faster. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
All that goes on that.
Yeah.
Or pause there.
I like the idea, now you've said it, of changing the tempo, dropping it down there. And then we can have a, you know, a sort of a pickup thing going back into the chorus, you know, a sort of like almost like a, you know, a trance. Yes, the drop.
The drop.
Boop, boop. I'll do the drop, don't worry. You don't have to sully yourself with the drop. Oh, very nice, Phil.
Nice jazz-tastic.
I had a Grace Jones album once that was like 8 songs. They were all the same song, just done.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, I quite like, I've always fancied doing that myself. One song and you just do it in different ways.
Yeah, when you get a good song, it's a bit like, you don't want to just release the one version, do you?
No.
What about the acoustic version? What about the punky version?
The electronic, the
instrumental, yeah. Anyway, I will do that, Phil. I don't know when, but I will get the
That'd be good, and then I could fiddle around with
I'll make a folder in Dropbox and just put them in there, and then if you get any stems, you can drop them in there, and don't worry too much about we won't worry too much about the structure or whatever, you know. If you get something, you can put it all the way through or put it in the beginning or whatever, and then we can chop it up further down the line, can't we?
Yeah,
because this, the bass, I love the bass, but it is just it might just be a little bit, you know, somewhere else, or, you know, doesn't have to, none of it is set in stone.
No.
Listen, I think we better wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, wrap it in, let me begin.
I'm back to Wales next week.
Okay.
Just because, I just want to be around.
So well done.
Moving.
Yeah.
Shit, Rose is coming with me. We're just going to.
Nice.
She's got a lot to work on at the moment. And I've
How is Rosa?
Sorry?
How is she?
It's good, yeah.
So yeah. She's
been all right. It's quite busy, though.
Working from home.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, it's fine. My dad's got really fast internet, so we can all just set up shop there.
Brilliant.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It means I can go and see Dad.
Yeah. Fantastic. Good.
We're going to go there for, yeah, a week, well, 10 days. Probably on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then come back the next following Friday or something like that.
Yeah. Fab. Okay, well, if you can do it next week, great. If not...
Yeah, I should be able to, yeah.
Yeah.
Ensconced in my dad's house. And looking at a few houses.
Yes.
I found one, but it's too expensive. But we're going to have a little look at it, because it's ideal, you know. It's like a stone cottage, big garden, plenty of room, good broadband. Yeah. That's the key. I need...
Yes. Yeah.
And the guy who renovated wanted to work from home and needed to be... He wanted rural, but good connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. All that. It's about 15 minutes from Newport, but it's right overlooking Severn Estuary. It's lovely.
Oh.
Right near Wentworth Forest, which is the fourth biggest ancient forest in the UK.
Oh.
It's very nice, but it's too expensive, so there we are.
You can make an offer, though.
Yeah. But I'll go and have a look at it.
Crazy times.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, see. Oh, but that's great. Yeah, interesting times, Phil. Well done.
Yeah, I'm just sniffing, you know, just...
Just thinking about...
Just space. I keep bloody tripping, you know. I'm very lucky. I love this, but it's just so... Every time I record, I'm constantly tripping over and bloody...
Yeah.
You just need nothing space in a studio.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like this bit, isn't it? I'm fine. This is fine. But that little tiny patch...
Yeah. Would you have a space? You know, has this got a little...
No, I'd have to build it. That's the trouble.
Right.
But there's another one, which is really nice. It doesn't have a garden, but it has a beautiful outbuilding. So it has a tiny garden.
Right.
Stunning stone. It's just like perfect.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a garden. I really want a garden because I love my garden here.
Yeah.
But that'd be a bit of a step down.
Yeah. Oh, well, keep looking.
Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
On the agenda.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm learning Welsh as well, Dan.
Are you? We were listening to a lot of Welsh when we were there.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm on lesson. I've got Duolingo. I'm doing quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't remember much. Now it's all gone.
Yeah. That was the moment and it passed. But.
Sadachi, Danny. That means how are you? And you go, da iawn, diolch.
Nice.
I can say, you know, yn chwaith just means, yn chwaith means well, better. And something else means worse, which has evaded me.
Do you know thank you?
Yeah, diolch.
Diolch. And diolch. Sorry?
No, I haven't got sorry yet.
Pardon me?
No, I can say good afternoon.
Diolch. Diolch.
Diolch yn fawr is... Oh, but I knew all that anyway. I knew
diolch yn fawr.
That means thank you very much, I think.
Okay.
And I've got a Welsh friend. I texted him in Welsh. I went, so the chi, David? And he'd be... I was like, that's it. I was like, and he said, Diane diolch, Phil, which means very well, thank you, Phil. And then it was, so ydych chi, because ydych... So if you say, how are you... Sadiqi, then when I say how are you back, the duch becomes udach.
Oh.
So the response is a different word. It's a bloody nightmare. So he went Sadiqi. So I wrote back to him in English, going, I assume that's asking how I am. And he went, yes. I went, oh. And I went, Diawn Dioch. That's exactly what he said. And then I went, Borida, which means good morning. It was a night. And then I went, oh, sorry. And then he told me what good evening was. It was this Nos... Anyway, Nos Waith, something.
Oh, Phil. That's great. That's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it. The only one I know is Popty Ping.
Right, that one was Popty Ping.
That's a microwave, apparently.
Oh, that's good. I like that one.
Mm.
Coffee is a good one as well. That's coffee, I think, is something coffee, strong coffee or something.
Coffee. Yeah. Coffee. Very nice. Yeah.
I know. Blino, Wedi Blino. I'm very tired.
Oh.
Yeah. Dwi Wedi Blino.
Are you good at languages in general?
No, well, yeah, a bit, but I usually, no, I'm determined with this. It's about, it's just, I'm, you know, it's a big, I don't know if you know Duolingo, it's great. It's an app.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm only on part two, and there's like, I don't know, 60 parts or something, you know, I'm just starting.
Yeah.
It's all right, I'm doing it daily. I've done a 7-day streak now.
Excellent.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, good for you. That's right.
Yeah, I've always wanted to, because a few of my friends speak a bit of Welsh and stuff, and it's just, I always feel a bit of a burk when he's just sitting there going, really?
Absolutely. Oh, I'm yeah. That's a really nice idea. Love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck, and look forward to seeing you next week, Phil.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, and I'll see if I can get something. Well, I'll start thinking about this song more now I've written it down.
Yes, great. Great, yeah. See where we go with it.
Yeah. See you soon.
Take care, Phil.
Dosta.
Dosta.
Dosta.